Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.
I'm in the studio today with Brenda Dempsey. Good afternoon, Brenda.
Good afternoon, Jill.
It's lovely to have you here. Now, Brenda is a master NLP coach, a teacher, a mentor, a speaker, and a number one international best-selling author. Brenda, so many strings to your bow. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay, Jill. So I was in education for 25 years. And in that time, that really allowed me to understand people's psychology and what was important to people. And over that time, also learned a lot of skills and strategies around leadership. And for me, that is very important. So 2.5 years ago, I outgrew education because I'd been on this road of personal development for the last 6-7 years, and I realised that I could create a bigger ripple effect by working with other female entrepreneurs, meant to, of course, yeah. And help them, because it'd be my ripple to them, their ripple, and so forth. And for me, it's about that bigger mission of having an absolute real purpose with meaning in the world, that you're making a significant difference. So 2.5 years ago, I jumped education and jumped into the world of coaching, because I'd trained with the Coaching Academy. I've further done NLP training with Lenka Lutonska, and here I am today, with a lot more other things besides helping people around the world.
Now, that sounds great. And I think you're absolutely right. In life, the more we help others and they help others, then there seems to be a huge female movement at the moment where we do just want to help other people and make a better world, really.
That's right. It's really about, for me, it's about raising the consciousness within people, and the consciousness and the energy in the world. So when you start with self and lead from self, so you're inspired to lead yourself, then you influence others, and then you impact the world. Yes. That's how I see it.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. Now, you've got your new book that's been published called Pivotal Moments 101. Tell me a little bit about the background to that and what led you to write that book.
Okay, so Pivotal Moments 101, we've all gone through adversity and hardships in our life, and there's always a very significant point, which I call the pivotal moment, where you make a significant decision that changes your life forever. Mm-hmm. You actually come from the depths and the darkness of your soul, and you make that decision, and then you go on a different path that leads you to where I am today. So when I thought about that, I thought other women have got amazing stories, and we love stories since time began. We've been telling stories, so why not use the power of story and the power of your voice to share that story and help others? So it's that ripple effect yet again. So I set on this mission of Pivotal Moments 101, which is a trilogy. The first book's Voice of Courage, the second book, which I'm working on just now, is Voice of Hope, and the third book is The Voice of Women. So I'm now looking for women to tell their story in book two. So book one's got 32 women in it, so I'll be looking for around 35, and then the third book will take me up to that magical, very angelic number, spiritual number of 101. So that was the whole purpose. So a movement since writing Pivotal Moments is the vow, the voice of women, because as you've said, the work that you do, the work that I'm doing, and the work that many thousands of amazing people are doing out there is about raising the voice within themselves and the voice of others, and together we create a greater impact.
Tell me how you found your women for this first book.
Well, mainly through social media, I've got to say. So what happened was, I spoke to a few people that I knew about it, so they started coming on board. Then I put it out on Facebook, and I got people come back and said they were interested, and it was just a ripple effect. And it actually meant that I didn't actually, after about one or two posts, I didn't have to post anymore because people kept recommending people to be in the book. And that's how it worked, and it was brilliant. But I interviewed every single person myself, got to know them, got to know their story, because that is very important to me. It's about relationships that we form. And from the book, these women are going on to do bigger and greater things, and I'm working with them now to take their voice out into the world, and we're doing a tour of the UK around Pivotal Moments and Raising Your Voice.
Oh, great. And so this first book is Voices of Courage.
Yes.
So these are women who have had something happen to them.
Absolutely, yes.
And they've had to dig deep and find that courage
absolutely.
To do something different.
You know, so we've got women who've been raped, who've had domestic abuse, who have been addicts. And then there's a more light-hearted story, a woman who just couldn't pass her driving test, and she discovered kinesthetics. So now she, because it was so powerful for her, she's now got a new life, and she now helps other people through kinesthetics. So there's a whole range of stories in the book. They're amazing. And I've got women from 20 countries around the world so far.
Wow, that's incredible. And I think when you do discover a therapy that works for you, I think a lot of people then train in that, don't they? And
they
decide
do. They really do.
Decide to carry on and help other people. Okay, that's wonderful. So you're a life coach as well, and I know you specialise in things like anxiety, panic and phobias. Tell us more about how you can help people, or maybe one or two people, you know, obviously changing their name, respecting confidentiality, but people that you have been able to help.
Okay, so in the past, I met this. This is really quite a funny story. I met a young woman on a cruise I was on, and it was at New Year, so there was lots of partying going on, balloons, and she was petrified since the age of four. She had been terrified of balloons, so she couldn't go into rooms where there was balloons. So you can imagine this cruise would be quite difficult for her. So we're going around the table introducing ourselves, and so my partner says, oh, I work with people and can help them with phobias and things like that. And she went, oh, I've got one, can you really help me? And I said yes, and then we never talked about it. And then the next night she came back, can you really help me? And I went, oh yes. And I was quite newly qualified at the time, but I believed in what I was doing so much. So I fortunately had brought all my scripts and things with me. So we went away, and after just over an hour, she was able to hold a balloon, and I gave her that balloon as a, you know, a symbol of the time when she began to overcome that fear. And she'd had it since she was four, and she was now 44. So for 40 years she'd had that phobia, and it had caused her so much in terms of not being able to go out socially as well. I've also helped people with fear of flying, travelling, all sorts, panic attacks. Young people as young as 19. Well, actually, my own granddaughter, I helped her. And so that's just one part of the work that I do. My focus now is on leadership and really helping people through leadership, through personal development in their life and in their business. So that's my big drive now.
Okay. And I know you've got a very exciting expedition coming up later this year, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Again, the universe brings things to me. I don't go looking for them. So somehow I said yes to going on this expedition to Malawi, and I'm really excited about it because I'm able to take the voice of women out there and able to take the work that I do in my own charity, which is helping handbags worldwide, looking at female menstrual cycle and the protection. And you know, so that goes on here in the UK. It's registered now in America as well, so I'm really pleased. And now we're taking it out to Malawi, so giving the women a voice. So the expedition's got women from lots of different backgrounds, so we're all going out with something that we can help a community, so that we can empower them to then use these skills and use this knowledge to make a difference and influence others and an impact in their communities.
Brilliant, brilliant. Now, we're running out of time, so maybe we can just cover, A, how people can maybe help with the expedition, but contact you generally if they were interested in talking to you to see whether you could help them.
Okay, thank you, Jill. So with the expedition, I've just set up a Facebook page called Voice of Women Malawi. So I'm looking for contributions to help towards achieving this challenge that I've set myself and this goal of being able to go out there as part of this expedition. And otherwise, you can contact me through my website, which is www.brendadempsey.co.uk, or you will find me on Facebook, Brenda Dempsey, the Spirited Leader, and you can contact me through that.
Brilliant. Okay, well, Brenda, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us today.
It's been a pleasure, Jill, and it's great to see you again.
It's lovely to see you too. That was Brenda Dempsey talking to us today about her new book, Pivotal Moments 101, and also about her exciting trip to Malawi.
Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.